Hello.
Go ahead, Mr. Moyers.
Bill?
Just a moment.
Yes, Vic. Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Where are you calling in from?
The Metropolitan Club.
Okay, we've been trying to reach you.
Well, I've been here for half an hour.
Well, they didn't get you then. Thank you. Just a minute. Hello?
Hello?
Just a minute.
Hello?
Hello?
Bill, the... on this stuff you wanted to know about Connelly, Clifford, and you, that's fine, but Connelly, as I understand, won't be back till next Thursday or Friday.
Oh, all right. We'll wait then.
So we can do it any time if you want to have whoever you can that Tuesday.
All right.
Now, on the report, I believe that report ought to come out of the FBI.
It is.
And, I think that our statement ought to be a little better than what we've got. I think it ought to say that, that Hoover's had 2,000 various meetings or conferences on this. I've had several hundred, or I'd say that the president and the FBI director have had several hundred meetings in this connection. And I have the feeling that it's going pretty well, and unless unless people inside it, I'd hear it go on about saying so. But unless they're inside it, and I'd have something in there about the fathers and mothers ought to. I guess that's pretty ticklish, though. I start to say they ought to do their job, parents' job. This statement doesn't say much in our mission.
Well, the idea, Mr. President, was to avoid the possibility of something happening between now and the election, another riot or more riots, and for those other people to point back and say, well, look, it's on the 25th of September, he said things are going very well and that they had it under control, was to try to be as factual as possible.
Well, let's take all the appeals that I've made, man, and say that I've appealed.
75.
Huh?
You've had more than 75 conferences or meetings in which you've discussed crime and respect for law and order and appeal.
All right, put that sentence, give that sentence to George.
All right.
And then, I think that I publicly made appeal three or four speeches, you know, like the AP speech.
No question about it.
Well, I'd list those, press conferences and speeches, and say I've had over 75 meetings at the White House. And conferences with the groups and with the FBI and with governors and with others.
All right.
Then tell George to go on this shoot.
All right, I'll get right back to it.
Now the TV show, I'll do that whenever y'all get me a speech. Let me look at it. I don't want to get the time and then I have to have the speech and I can't deliver it because that agonizes me. If anybody will write me a speech right away and let me look at where I think it'd be adequate, I'd be inclined to do it.
Your speeches for Monday will all be down tonight on the wire.
Are they any good?
Pretty good, yes, sir. I think they are.
What was the effect of yesterday in the press up there?
Well, I'm having lunch right now with Walter Lippmann at his request. He called me this morning, and he wanted to say simply that he thought that your speech at El Paso yesterday was superb, and that he was so proud of the fact that you were conducting your campaign in this way as far as it affects foreign policy. He said he thought that the speech at Chamazal was, quote, perfect politics, quote, that it talked forcibly and clearly about peace and cast you as a man who knows how to keep the peace. And yet it appealed to something basic among the voters, and that is their desire for peace. He said he passing on verbatim almost what he said, that he thought yesterday's appearance at El Paso was...
Did they have a good crowd up there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He did.
Did Goldwater make any progress yesterday?
No, sir. Lippmann thinks that he's falling back.
He ought to say so. He ought to just say that his people are quitting him everywhere, that he ought to sell that line. It's just catastrophic that the county managers are afraid to go with him now. That everybody's getting ashamed to go with him. That they're afraid afraid of what happened. And people like Scott and Case and Javits and Keating. This list, there's four of them. And Kiko. Now there's some. There's the backbone of the 30 in the Senate. They just got 33. There's Javits and Keating and Kiko and Scott and Case. That's five of them. Margaret Smith, six. Cooper, seven. And just say about 30% of the people in the country, the Republicans, won't go with him. And that's about what 30% in the Senate are doing. They won't go with him. The others, not hardly none of the local candidates won't go with him. Now, compare that to the 10 Southern governors, seven of them for me already, compared to three against me. Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana hadn't taken the position. But I would try to get the line to everybody you could this week. That's kind of catastrophic with him, that his outfit, they're about to throw it in. That none of them want to go with him. They're trying to save some of the state ticket.
Some of the government says that he has been told twice this week that Goldwater has a, quote, bombshell, quote, on the morality issue that he's going to put out the last 10 days. Now, you also heard this. You remember Walter told you about Hunter McLean's statement. I had not mentioned that when Governor brought this subject up. He said he got it from two different sources. He said, however, they've done this in every campaign I've ever known about. And if they haven't kept going, he said, but you all ought to be prepared for it. And his suggestion is that sometime in the next week or 10 days, in some speech, or especially on television, you ought to say that this campaign, that there are people in this campaign who want to make it extremely personal, who want to be mean and wild, and I refuse to dog them in that. We can expect anything from the opposition. We can expect all kinds of wild charges on every issue. And I'm sure the American people are not going to listen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he says that he feels that they're getting desperate.
Okay, you get a hold of this George now, and we won't have any more contact. Just tell him I'm not going to have any press conference today. I'm staying at home, reading reports. I've talked to McNamara and Bundy and Wheeler and different ones, keeping in touch with things going up there and with you, and I will stay in my study all day long.
All right.
It's that little rainy. It's not sunshiny. If it lightens up any this afternoon, I may take a little drive, a little ride around the place, but I don't plan to get out of my study today.
Okay.
Bye.
I tell you, you're going over speeches for Monday.
Yeah, anything else, Jack? And we're going over speeches Monday. He better go on and have his press conference.
I'll call him out now.